Welcome to Fervent Prayer with Margaret Christine Mullings. I count it a privilege to be in your company once again. Listen, right where you are, begin to bless the Lord. Glorify his name and magnify the name of the Lord. Do in your greatest pain, begin to commune with God. Yes. See God, Abba Father, higher than the pain you're going through right now. Healing is yours, if only you believe. And you would find me in the book of Psalm, yes, Psalm 128. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your sons will be like olive shoots around your table. Thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem, and may you live to see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. And there ends the reading of God's word. The Lord bless his word and give to us the understanding of his word. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pause now to holler your name, to give you thanks, to give you praise, to give you glory, to give you honor, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, as I lift up this audience before you, Father, Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to breathe the breath of life upon every listener right now, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Manifest your provisions that are needed, Father, in the name of Jesus. Show yourself mightily. Show up in that troubled home right now. Show up in that marriage, Father, in the name of Jesus, that needs reconciliation right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, show up for that troubled son and that daughter right now. Show up in the name of Jesus, Father, for that person who is at the point of giving up. Father, let hope spring up within in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would break down every idol, that you would cast out every foe right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray right now, Father, that you would mend that broken heart. Father, that you would comfort that one who's mourning for the loss of their loved ones. Oh, my Father, that one who's burdened down with the cares of this life. Father, in the name of Jesus, lift the burdens right now. In the name of Jesus, those lives that have been shattered by tragedy. Oh, my Father, in the name of Jesus, mend the broken pieces. Comfort on every side, Father, in the name of Jesus, for you are the God of all comfort. Turn the situation around, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, that boy right now, that young girl right now, who's contemplating committing suicide, feeling like no one cares. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to divinely intervene right now for that young boy, for that young girl, for that mother, for that father, for that uncle, that aunt. Yes, Father, that grandmother, that grandfather, in the name of Jesus. Resound your word. Let your word resonate in their hearts right now to remember John 3 and 16, Father. It is written, God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, that that word be stirred up. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you loved us even while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. Oh, let hope spring up right now. Let joy bubble over right now in the name of Jesus. Father, change the landscape of that young boy's life, that young girl's life, that mother, that father, in the name of Jesus. Father, change the landscape, change the atmosphere. Let love be without dissimulation in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus to make the crooked path straight right now, to make those rough places smooth right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would impart your strength, impart your grace right now for that situation, for that circumstance. Oh, my Father, let your blessings flow even through these airwaves in the name of Jesus in the lives of those who are listening. In the name of Jesus, oh my Father, let there be a hungering and a thirsting, a hunger for your word and a thirsting for your presence, where the psalmist David said you would show to us the path of life, and that in your presence there is fullness of joy, and that at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Meet every need, Father. Under the sound of my voice, let there be no lack in the name of Jesus. Stir hearts to turn to you, to look to you, Father, to trust in you with all their hearts, and not lean unto their own understanding, but in all of their ways to acknowledge you, Father, that you may direct their path. Oh, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would allow the fruit of the Spirit to manifest in lives right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, that you restore family life. Restore the family, the prayer altar in homes. Restore your word in homes, Father. Bring reconciliation in the name of Jesus. Even restitution of everything that has been stolen from families, from individuals. Restore today, Father. Heal, deliver, and set free. And whom the Son set free is free indeed. Father, I pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. And as I leave you, I just like to encourage you to pray consistently, to pray persistently, to pray relentlessly. Prayer not only changes things, prayer will change the landscape of your life. And so until our next segment of fervent prayer, continue to seek for God, to seek his face, and to trust him in the turbulent times. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in.